Welcome to Shabbos, Perek Tezayim, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 16, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah says, Kofin Ka'ara, one may place an earthenware bowl, al gabe haner, on top of a candle, a flame on Shabbos, vishvil shelo techo, so it should not catch fire, bakora, with a board on the roof of the house, a beam on the roof of the house. We're talking about a situation where there's a very low roof, and a person lit a candle, and there's somewhat of a danger of it catching. The halacha is you're allowed to put a bowl over it. However, you're not allowed to do it if it's literally going to extinguish it. There has to be some room where it can continue to kindle. Ve'altsoa shalkatan, one may place it by the waste, the excrement of a tarnagoles, of a rooster, a hen, so that a small child should not come and, you know, play with it or touch the waist of this tarnagoles, of this rooster, or of this hen. Now, halacha ordinarily is that if, let's say, a person has in their home something that's disgusting, a human waste or an animal waste, even though the halacha is maybe it would be considered like mukta, but you're allowed to move it because that's called graf shorei. Graf shorei means a disgusting thing, and that is permitted to be removed. The Mishnah actually was talking about a situation where it wasn't in the immediate area where people live. It's a little bit, let's say, in the courtyard or outside. Therefore, the halacha is you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos because it's not bothering you. But if you're scared that maybe a young child will come in contact with it and it may sully them, the halacha is you're allowed to put a kliq or put a vessel on top of it. V'alakrav, similarly, a person may put a bowl on top of a scorpion, shelo tishach, so that it should not bite. Now, even though that's considered tzad, which is trapping, however, this is what we would call in halacha, malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. We've had this previously in the Masechta many times. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is when you do the prohibited task, but not for the normal desired outcome. That means to say, normally when someone traps something, it's because they want the object. Here, you're trapping it because you don't want the object. And our Mishnah holds that when it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, when it's a task that's done that's not for the ordinary intended usage, then the halacha is that one is not liable. And since this is somewhat of a danger, or it's a, you know, somewhat of a problematic situation, it's permitted even initially for a person to cover it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ma'aseh b'alef ner Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai." A story came before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that somebody covered a vessel with a scorpion with a vessel. Barav, in the city of Arav, the Omer of Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Choshashani lo mechatas." I suspect that this person may be liable to bring a sin offering because they trapped. That's because Rabbi Yehuda, according to his reasoning, holds that malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, when one does a prohibited task on Shabbos, but not for the normal desired outcome, chayiv, one is liable. And therefore, since the situation, there's no immediate real danger, halacha is that it's prohibited. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming week and a very successful day.